Good morning, John Curtis Design. How may I help you?
Yes, John in, please.
He's in a meeting with our CPAs right now.
He just sent me like an urgent email. That's why I'm giving him a ring.
He needs to have that to discuss, I guess, with the
I understand, but there's certain things. I don't know what conversations he's had with Pat. This is not a loan that separates interest and principal, so there's certain things I cannot provide. My funding partner will not provide, but that's why I'd like to speak to him, just to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Good. I'm here with my coach and with Steve, also with CPA and my bookkeeper. And we're going through some things with the company. And this is part of a meeting agenda. I need to know that, I think you told me that if the loan's going to be like 99.
So here are the terms I have for you, and just, you know, I don't want to, like, dance around any issues. It's not my personality or what Bank of Heart does. I can't just immediately pop your documents off, but if you want to see how our documents read, and I can put this all in writing, it's not a problem. I can send you a blank set of documents and how they'll read, basically all the terms and conditions. It's going to be an equipment finance agreement, so it's going to be a fixed payment schedule. I don't know what your conversations with Patrick have been, but this is not going to be a loan that separates out a principal and interest. There's not going to be an amortization schedule.
I understand that. We're not putting you on the spot, Ruben.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I just need to know bottom line the numbers. For 5 years, borrowing the $99,000 to pay for equipment that we need now will yield some return. I need to know that I need to do enough and use that equipment enough to make four times that $28,000 we're going to be paying to get the loan. So not going around all the facts, and you have all the terminologies you guys do. Bottom line is,
so two quick things. Did you get my? So the first question is, I have an equipment cost of $96,504. I do not have $99,000.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I know we don't need to get hung up on the exact dollar. Okay, so 96, okay?
Correct. And I've had some email issues. Did you get my email last night by any chance?
We got a little note that we're approved, but I didn't get the note from our conversation about getting something about, you know, what the payoff was going to be.
It should be in my email. It says the payment is $21,44.61 per month, and there's 60 payments.
Okay.
I want to put everything in writing.
I can take care of that.
I know. I'm going. We can take care of it.
No, Kim's going to print. She couldn't find it, Steve.
Okay.
It's, yeah. So, I mean, I can sort it. Like I said, I'm not trying. I understand. I appreciate you actually not trying to put me on the spot. That's very nice. It's $21,44.61 per month. It's over 60 months with the first and last payment due in signing. And I have that based off 96,504 of invoices.
Great. And the total payoff then is going to be how much?
So if we would just multiply it out, it'd be the total amount over 5 years. Obviously, that's the longest term available. If you want to do something shorter, you'll pay less, of course, but it'll be a higher payment.
Sure.
$21,44.61 multiplied by 60. That is, right, including the first and last, $128,676 and 60 cents over 5 years.
Perfect.
Depending on when we fund your vendor, the only payment will be a part of any contract. The only thing is, I don't want to request a contract because they're going to ask me to document how much we're paying these vendors, and we don't have that cleared up yet. But
right,
the only other charge you'd be responsible for is something called interim rent. So just to give you an idea, it's the 20-what of the month. Oh my God, it's the 23rd. So if it's the 23rd of the month and we pay your vendor, if your billing cycle, say, on the 1st, you'll be responsible for 7 days of prorated rent. And then if we funded your vendor today, you'd be responsible for payments from September 23rd to September 30th, and then October 1st to October 30th would be prepaid. But the total amount of payments, not including that, over 5 years would be $128,676.60, and that includes the first and last payment.
Okay, John?
Okay. So go ahead. Does that sound reasonable to you guys? I mean, I can't go shopping. We've got along. I mean, now we're talking openly here, just cutting through things.
I mean, it's an equipment loan, and, you know, you're going to pay an interest rate.
So for 5 years, and we have the equipment now,
right,
which we're in a jam for, because now we do not have a supplier, a vendor. And right now the paint booth, they're telling us if we don't get the paint booth, we can't spray it,
right?
Which means I could be losing $100,000 between now alone. Okay, hey, Ruben, we're okay. Get the paperwork crafted, get it to us, and let us know how soon can we... I need to negotiate still with Vision Pro, the vendor.
All right, so here's what I can do. I can request the documents today. They might be ready today. They might be ready first thing on Monday. We can start a funding process off fax documents, and we'll include a FedEx read overnight originals. I will ask for the document. I will ask for the documents, not including deposits to the vendors. Once you figure out, you know, how much deposits you want to go to the vendors, we'll send you the according page via fax.
Okay, perfect. And here's what we're thinking. I'm going to negotiate with a couple of them. Here's what the issue, you guys, is: the vendors both want, except for one, the spray booth, Laser, and the other two different companies want the equipment to be paid for in full by the time it leaves their place. We're saying we wanted to get here and get the equipment set up so we can go ahead and pay for it.
That's, it was just in an email. He didn't send an attachment.
Okay, we got your email here. Yeah, this was it. Can you look at it?
We got it.
Where he had the terms. Okay, so what we have to do is, Ruben, here's what someone suggested. We give 50-50-50, okay, to these people. One required just 25, but let's just not even mess with that. 50-50-50. Then I'm going to go back, and you and I confirm this up on Monday. It gives me time to call them. And I'm going to ask them for, we will pay them 25 more at shipping, but the last 25 will come when the equipment is set up. And we know it turns it on, it runs. We are not going to touch the equipment without their presence, so there can't be any, we want to do a fail-safe. Because they can always say, well, you turn on the equipment, and we got to do other stuff, and we want more money. So we're going to cover all the bases so it's fail-safe, pay them 50, pay them 25 at shipping, and 25 when it's set up. And I will check at least with three or four of the recent...
No, guys, I understand the urgency. I'm going to request documents right now. I'll get them signed. I will. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm used to this, so if you don't mind if I could take the lead, once I have your document signed, I'll talk to your vendors, I'll sort out all this stuff for you, and I'll take care of it. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds great. I love it. I'm learning to let go. So you can run with it, Ruben.
Cool. You can either email from me today or first thing on Monday morning to get this rocking and rolling. You're in good hands.
Thanks very much, Ruben.
You got it, sir. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, you have a whole tribe. You know that, Ruben? The tribe of Ruben?
Honestly, I'm so busy and overwhelmed. Yesterday hit me like a punch in the stomach, so I'm still recovering. It was nonstop yesterday. Welcome to my
life. I hear you. I remember we were both kind of licking our wounds yesterday when we were on the phone. We had something to in common. I was joking about the 12 tribes. There's the tribe.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay, take care, Ruben.
Thanks again, Ruben.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.